Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Hi, everybody. It's Amy Cavanaugh and Janine Reagan Sinclair. And this is Psychics Gone Wild, our new Wednesday afternoon show. I appreciate everybody joining us. We've got Jan, our dear Jan, manning the chat room as our hostess. Everybody, please join me in wishing her a belated happy birthday. It was Jan's birthday yesterday, and she's one of the Psychic Gone Wild's families. Just she's a part of our family, and she's been doing her own shows now, but she has just been a very loyal member of our tribe, and is always going to everyone else's shows and always just being incredibly supportive. So happy birthday, Jan. I hope it sparkled. So I just love sharing the airways with Janine because she's just so, the work she's doing, I'm getting goosebumps trying to get words out. The work she's doing is just so amazing. And truly, you know, so many of us go on this spiritual path. We buy some rocks and we buy books, lots of books, and get the readings and learn all these things. But I truly don't feel that we use them more as props than as interactive tools. And this work that Janine's doing really empowers us to walk around with a toolbox and really reach our highest potential and heal things that no matter how much therapy and how many rocks we carry around with and how many how much time we spend in meditation and things, there's just a lot of stuff. And a couple shows ago, you know, Janine pointed out that we carry 7 generations of DNA in our bodies. Yeah. So we're not even just healing our own lives and our own experiences, but and the things we're bringing forth in the past lives, but what the Bible calls the sins of the Father, they truly manifest themselves in our body. So I'm just amazed by her body of work, and I'm just thrilled to share the airwaves with her. We will be taking some calls. I see people are starting to call in, and we will be facilitating some healing. But before we get started with that, I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about, and Janine, we were talking before the show about what we were going to talk about, and one of the things that we came up with was depression. I mean, depression has really become a mainstay. It's become almost accepted. It's become almost accepted. The amount, I know in America, I'm not sure in the UK, but I know in America, the number of people who are on some sort of antidepressant is absolutely outrageous. And you know, in America we have this thing called the this DSM book that has all the psychiatric diagnoses, and you know, it's where they get the code that they put on your piece of paper that you submit to your insurance company, so the insurance company will pay for your trip to your doctor. And they have even expanded depression, that grief now is considered depression. So, and there's a lot of people who are in a depressive, you know, situational depression, because people's situations are changing, whether they have medical challenges, and many people are having financial challenges. So could you talk a little bit about what happens to, you know, when we are in a depressed state? How does that affect our overall being? Like, what effect, impact does depression have on our soul?
Well, the first thing that I see when people come to me and they're suffering from depression and this type of thing is the vibrational frequency of their whole aura and their body, and they're set on a cellular level, and the energy around them. And the most common thing is, you know, everybody will have heard of the saying, I feel like I've got a dark cloud hanging over me. And that's literally what I see when with people that are suffering from depression. And it can be a cloud of energy above the top of the head that's probably the size of a pillow on your bed or something like that, that's distorting the energy, your life force coming into your crown. Others are they're encased in it completely, and I've seen some that would be considered to be suffering from chronic fatigue that have had these huge bubble, a sphere of negative energy, grey, muddy, brown energy around them in their aura, which is just completely clogging up all of their channel, not only coming into the crown, but coming into the energy centres in the front of the body as well, and into the chakra system. So the most common thing is tiredness. People feel tired, they feel lethargic, and it's because of these energies blocking their nice, bright, shiny light getting through to them.
So it really is like clouds. It's not really that we're it's not really that we're damaged. There's a perfect blue sky there, just being shrouded by clouds, like a cloudy day.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody's felt, you know, negative energy at some point, because most people have walked into a space at one point in their life where they think, oh, I don't like the energy in there. I don't like the feel of that room. That feels horrible. And it's literally because the energy in there is dense. So when we're exposed to, you know, grief is a classic, which is something I've suffered from a lot myself, having lost four members of my immediate family in the last 12 years. And it's a low frequency energy. It's a low frequency that makes you feel down. And of course, like attracts like. So once that negativity is in there, you start to become a magnet for, you know, other depressing energies, and it escalates. And one of the worst things for me was TV. The energy that was coming out of television into the room, and in some of the soap operas they watch in this country are really depressing soap operas. And I could literally sense it. I was sitting here about 4 years ago one Sunday afternoon reading a book, and my son came into the room, turned the TV on. I won't mention the program because I don't like to badmouth anybody or anything, but I had a sensation of this grey mist coming across the room. And when I looked up, clairvoyantly, obviously, this grey energy was coming out of this soap opera that was on TV on a Sunday. And I thought, that's it, the TV's going. I'm not having this, my home being polluted like this. But if people are stuck in front of a TV all day and they've got these energies coming in, it just escalates. And, mm-hmm. and before you know it, you're not going out, you're feeling lethargic. There's nothing else to do, so they put the television on, they watch the television for longer, because they just lose touch with the outside world. The best thing to do is get the TV off, go and walk in the park, take your socks and shoes off if it's a nice dry day, and get your feet on the grass and just feel the earth, feel life.
Yeah, feel life. And even without the TV, Facebook can be another source of incredible, you know, like everything, it's good and bad. I noticed that, if people will just write, oh, I'm having such a terrible day, and it will just be a magnet forever. Oh, you think you're having a terrible day? Listen to this and listen to this. And, you know, interestingly, you know, with grief, because I also have had a lot of death recently. And when I went to grief support groups, thinking I was going to find healing, what I found was just an abyss of people vibrating at a very, very low, vibrating at a very low level, really vibrating so low that even though they were, including myself, were very well intentioned and went there to affect change and went there to feel better, we were vibrating at such a low level, there wasn't enough energy. There wasn't enough energy to affect change. So yeah. We would wallow. And I remember when I was in my heavy grief, my body just felt so heavy. Sometimes it felt like my body, especially my heart, was like made out of cement. My body just felt heavy. It was just, you know, so, and it really, it was energy. It was truly energetic. So, and that's just such a wonderful, you know, really being careful of the energy that we surround ourselves with. Not that you have to go out and, you know, sugarcoat everything and walk around singing up with people or something like that. But, you know, we surround our, and when we are vibrating at a low level, we are, like you said, we're going to attract other people. We're not even going to see the things that are vibrating at a high level, just like, you know, spirit and things like that. We're just going to be attracted to what we see down at this low vibration, which, you know, isn't so fabulous. Something else, a lot of people who suffer, feel, you know, have a spell of depression or, you know, feel, just go through some sort of dark period in their life, feel that perhaps they've been attacked by an entity. Now, I believe that we can be affected by other energy, but what do you think about entities? Can entities attach themselves to our spirits and impact us negatively?
Hugely, absolutely. I was giving a talk a couple of years ago now, and about a guy that I knew who was only young, he was around about 24, and he had picked up an entity. He was experimenting with recreational drugs. And he got an entity into the crown on the top of his head, which filled basically the bottom area underneath the brain and down his spine. And what it was actually doing was affecting the life force energy coming into his body. And this entity actually had a consciousness as well. So he started to get really paranoid because he was, you know, getting these really negative thoughts coming in that actually weren't his at all, but he didn't realize that at the time. And to cut a long story short, he took an overdose. He survived, but he ended up being treated for psychosis and put on antipsychotic drugs. And I was talking about this at a talk I was giving at the monastery in Manchester. And one of the ladies there was very brave enough to stand up and said, "This happened to me." Only she had an entity that had gone in. Again, it was through recreational drugs. And she wasn't a child. She was in her late 30s. And it was telling her that she needed to kill herself. She needed to go back into another dimension through water. So she was actually trying to drown herself in the river. And somebody came and pulled her out. And she was committed to hospital. And for 3 weeks, put on antipsychotic drugs again. And she told me she tried to kill herself in the bath in the hospital 6 times while she was there. She was released with on these drugs. And basically, not a lot else was done. You know, she had children as well to look after. And I felt so touched by her honesty in front of a group of, you know, 50 people. She stood up and said this. And anyway, I did help her and took the entity out. And it looked like a black squid that was the shape of it, and that was attached to the back of the brain and down the column, the axis of where your universal life force energy comes down through the front of the spinal column, and that was removed out of there. So these things can be extremely powerful, to drive people to suicide. They can be that dangerous. A mild one can just give you mild depression and tiredness, and entities can cause chronic fatigue symptoms. Entities can cause pancreatitis, and this type of thing. Problems in the digestive system, if you've got one in your stomach area that's gone in through the solar plexus. And they're very we're very vulnerable when we're grieving, because we're down anyway. And it's times like that people can pick these things up. So it's not just people that take drugs, and I say this all the time. You can pick up something like this when you go to the local, shopping mall, or anywhere. It's if you're feeling down, if you're feeling vulnerable, it's important to keep your energy in a good space. Keep yourself up. If you do start to feel down, put some music on that's going to lift your spirits, because music affects your vibrational frequency hugely. So these things are very common, and it's not just spiritual entities. You can actually get spirits attaching to people as well. And if that spirit was an alcoholic, for example, when it died, and it can get a buzz from the host, if it gets them to drink and get drunk, it can feed off those vibrational energies and still actually get a buzz itself from the alcohol through a host. And, everybody again has heard somebody at one point in their lives, when they've drank too much alcohol and they've done something really stupid or aggressive, and said, "I don't know what possessed me to do that." The clue is in the sentence. These things can pop in and out of people. And when you're high on drugs or alcohol, or even Prozac and Valium and those type of drugs, you're more vulnerable than you would normally be.
Wow, that's actually fascinating. I have heard that spirits who have not really processed their death, so they're hanging at a lower vibration, sort of close to Earth, they miss the sensation of the drinking. They miss the sense, or the drinking, or the drug. The physical. They miss the physical so much because their lives were so much physical. Changing how they felt, that they will attach themselves so that they can experience the sensation. And on one hand, it sounds absolutely preposterous. But on the other hand, and where it really matters, when you think of how you're going along and then suddenly you're just besieged with negative emotions, when your circumstances haven't really changed that much, it makes very, very good sense. So it certainly makes a compelling argument for the fact that it doesn't even sound like it's important to decide whether it's an entity or not an entity. A lot of times people are like, "Oh, it's just there's an entity," and they don't take responsibility. The key is whether it's your own vibration that has just gone down, or whether you're being taken hostage by someone else's negativity. The key is to raise your vibration.
The key is always to raise your vibration.
The key is always to raise your vibration.
And you've got people out there. There was something on TV over here. My assistant was telling me about it last week, about exorcisms, people doing exorcisms. And it was all very biblical and, crucifixes on the forehead and this type of thing. And she said, "Janine, you should have seen it." Well, I haven't got TV, so obviously I didn't see it. But the thing that gets to me is, people are doing these things, and they're not doing it. If they were doing it from the place of God and Source and Christ, it wouldn't be done like that, because these things can be removed. I do it myself. It can be done very gently, and it's not always just a case of forcing something out of somebody. because on the spiritual level, some things are spiritually contracted to people. And that means they may be contracted to them. Their soul has chosen, for example, that they have an entity attached to them for the next 3 years as a result of some behavior or some karmic consequence. So you can't just go pulling these things off people without checking in the Akashic records if it's contracted, because you could pull it off now and it's going to come right back in half an hour's time or an hour or tomorrow, because it's spiritually bound to them. So, you know, when I deal with things like this, I'm extremely careful that I'm not interfering with people's karmas. I look into the Akashic records. I communicate with their higher consciousness and look into all of these things before I act. There are a lot of people out there, you know, acting on these things, and they're not being thorough and having spiritual etiquette, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And the knowledge to understand that there is more to it than just pulling an entity out of somebody or a spirit off somebody because they've read a book about exorcism or seen it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's very, very important, and I see that happening. I see that happening a lot. I mean, I see people use spirituality, you know, as a thing, sort of like buying a new outfit, you know, and then I see a lot of people use spirituality as a drug, like, you know, we do with allopathic medicine, where we're just trying to mask the symptoms instead of manifest healing. And then, you know, we have come here for a purpose to, you know, to unwind karma and to learn lessons and to supply lessons to others. So if we're just going to go and, you know, turn these different modalities and things into just a game or a drug or whatever you want to call it, we're not bringing forth healing. You know, it's at best, you know, what we do with, you know, pharmaceuticals and can turn into a game. And it's been things that that really have been warned against, you know, with the Bible even. You know, I'm very Christian, and it's interesting to me because I just see what, now that I have a bigger view than just someone who would just come in and be, you know, brainwashed with religious dogma, I see what they were probably trying to say, you know, when they warned against things like this. You really need to make sure that, and especially with Blog Talk, it's so easy. There's these shows on all the time, and there's these healers and that healer, and, you know, people bring their guides, and people bring their ETs, and people bring everything under the sun, and it's freely available. And again, that is energy. You know, that is energy. You bring up a very, very important point that really need to be careful, not only what you do, but who you do, you know, who you do it with, and what is their spiritual intent. Anyway, we've talked probably for too long now, and we do have some callers in the queue, so let's move over to them and see what questions they have for us today. Our first caller is 631. Are you there? Thank you for holding. 631, are you there?
Hi, how you doing today?
Great, great. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Don.
Hi, Don. How are you today? How can we help?
I'm just calling this. I get something general, if possible, if you do anything like that.
Okay. Janine, do you want to go first?
Okay. The first thing I'm seeing around you, Don, is it's like a fence. There's a fence around you. You're looking fenced in at the moment. There's something going on in your subconscious mind that you need to clear before you can move forward in any area of your life. You're hemmed in, and it's something to do with confidence. You've got confidence issue that needs to be cleared. the path is outside of the fence, and they're showing me the path is straight, but there's this confidence issue going on that you really need to clear in order for you to move forward. And then once you've got over that, the gate's going to open, you can move through it. Your career path is, there's a change of career coming up in about 3 months, I'm being told, for you. Moving into a new area. What do you actually do at the moment, Don?
I actually work for myself. My father and I are partners in a pawn shop.
Right.
Actually, we have two stores. But what I did is I purchased a website about a year or so ago, well, a domain name. And yesterday I just basically signed up with a company that will build my website for me. It's like a dating website. And I'm kind of putting some energy into that because I want to build that up and get that going. So, you know, hopefully that will take off. Hello? Hello?
Okay, hello everybody. Somehow or other, I'm now calling in just on my phone and unmuted myself. When I called back, Blog Talk said that they were all the lines were full. So if everyone can just hold on for a minute, I'm going to try to get Blog Talk back so that we can get Janine back. So just hold on here. Okay. Can people hear me? Can people hear me? If someone could just type in the chat, if people can hear me. And I've got Janine in the queue. Let's see. Janine, is that you?
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, perfect. We had to go. I don't know what's wrong. Blog Talk host lines are down. So I added a little bit of time to the show. I added a little bit of time to the show because otherwise we would just be wrapping up. So let's go to our caller who we were talking to.
Is Don still there?
Let's see. If John's listening? Is John in the chat, perchance? Okay, we'll just go through. We'll just go from the top here. He appears to have dropped. He appears to have dropped. I think it was 631. Anyway, we'll go to the. Just keep moving along here. It's always something. 978, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. My name is Kathleen. I have a question. I was looking for employment under the table, which I did find, and you did tell me a few weeks ago I would find it. However, I have a question about this woman I'm working for and how long this is going to last. I'm doing sales. Well, I'm getting, I have leads, and I make the appointment, and I get her in the door, okay? The thing is, this woman wants no communication. She has me on a trial basis for a week. I've made her quite a few appointments, and I'm just wondering if this job is going to last for me or what.
Okay. Okay. Let me see here.
I'm picking up that there's some karmic stuff here. What have you got going on, Amy?
I was just going to pull a card, but you can go ahead first. I was just...
Okay, you pull a card. Well, I'm feeling that there's some karma between you and this woman, and this is why you've been brought to this job. There's some stuff to be cleared between the two of you, and this is a... There's a past life issue where what I'm being shown is... You were in service to her in a past life in Egypt.
And wow.
She's got something of yours that was taken from you. And it was as if she was, for what I'm being shown, like she was a high priestess and you were one of her assistants. But you had a very powerful talisman and she stole it from you. And this energy needs to come back to you now. So this is why she's been brought back into your life. I know this is probably a weird one for the listeners, but here we go. This is the, you know, this is what happened. We're all playing through karmic wheels, and how we behaved in past lives have a huge effect on what's going on in this life. So on a level, now that you're consciously aware of it, do you meditate or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. On a level, this needs to be brought back to you. So you can either ask your higher self to communicate with her higher self and ask for it to be returned to you and do it on that level, which is just sit quietly, take a few nice deep breaths and just imagine, you know, you've got this higher consciousness, your higher self, we've all got one, and just ask your higher self to ask her higher self for your talisman to be returned to you that was taken from you in Egypt.
And what was it that was taken?
It's a talisman. It's a talisman like a disc with, it's got some sacred writing on it, but it's like a magical charm, yeah, that was really important to you on a soul level. And at the time, it was really important to you. So it wronged you on a soul level, and your soul really felt it. And this is why it's important that this is returned to you. So you can work through your higher self to do this and ask for it to be returned for you. Once that's being given back, your karma with you and this woman is going to be over. I don't think you're going to be in this job for more than 6 months.
But you think I'll be in it for 6 months?
I think you'll be, I think you're going to be moving on.
Something better.
Yeah. So don't worry, there's something else coming. Don't think, oh, I'm going to be out of a job. That's not the case. You're going to flow from this place to the next. You needed to be here to get this talisman back.
Well, does she like the work I'm doing for her? Because she doesn't communicate. She doesn't email me back. She doesn't call. And I send her all the appointments via email. And I don't know if she likes the job I'm doing for her even. I don't get any feedback.
I don't think... I think she's indifferent is the word that spirit are giving me. It's not that she doesn't think you're doing a good job. All she does, she's quite detached emotionally, so she's not the kind of person that's going to come and give you a pat on the back.
Yeah, she used to be in the service for 12 years, so right. I guess she's kind of a little rough that way.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, so don't take it personally. You know, spirit, they want you to know, your soul wants you to know that you've been taken here to get this talisman back because it's been a wound on your soul that needs to be healed. So if you can sit and do that, you know, after you finish with this, and it will be sorted out between your higher selves.
And will that change everything in my life if I meditate on this?
I think it will have a really positive effect on you because it's
okay.
going to bring healing to you, and it's going to give you on a spiritual level, like your spirit has an agenda that's different to your ego agenda, and your spirit is going to feel uplifted by having this return. So it's important on the spiritual level to you, and everything that happens in the physical level is created by the spiritual. So if you
just ask or meditate and ask for it back.
Yeah, ask your higher self. You
yep.
ask her higher self to give it back to you.
Okay.
And
will
go through,
do.
Go through
that was really
level.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, I know it's probably a bit weird for some people, but this is the kind of information, you know, that I get, and it's how I work. You know, all of the, everything that happens in our life, there's a spiritual thing going on.
Connection.
Yeah, it's all created by the spiritual. Amy, did you have something for Kathleen?
Yeah, it's interesting because while I didn't pick up on this whole past life, the energy that I got, and that's why I had to throw a card, was very similar in that your angel, the reason for your guides are protecting you by limiting the communication, and I wasn't exactly sure. I couldn't even fill in the details, but Janine filled in the details so nicely, and that was the energy around it. So while you're certainly, you know, when you're working, it's certainly nice to get constant approval and things like this. This is a gift because Janine pointed out she's not capable of of rendering the information that you need. So you're not, even if you were doing a great job, even if you did the best anybody had ever done this job ever,
I'd never get an attaboy.
Wouldn't get, right, exactly.
Exactly,
and
it's just going to complicate
the relationship and complicate the situation.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because when I first found out about this, she gave me like a little trial, and then we had words big time on the phone, and I told her how I felt, and she told me how I felt. So we just said, you know, we can't be working together. But I needed the money so bad, so I had called her back after a few days. And she has me on like a probation period for a week. I just started again Monday. And and she hasn't given me any feedback, but I think
exactly.
You're right.
And this is all tied. I couldn't understand why I felt so much tension in my stomach, and that's why I pulled the card. And then when Janine went in and painted this this picture of the energy, it made perfect good sense as to what I'm feeling. So it truly is a gift. It's also a wonderful
that
opportunity.
We don't talk. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's also a wonderful opportunity for yourself to learn how to give yourself self-approval. If you know you've done a good job and you know you've gotten these many people and stuff like that, you don't need people to tell you what a good job you're doing. You can tell yourself you're doing a good job, and that's that's the lesson to be learning in the here
well,
and
I've
now.
Well, I've even emailed her, and I said, listen, I need a list of more names. I've already gone through these names, and I got her 8 appointments. And I still don't hear from her. It's like, you know, I can't make money if you're not giving me the names. But
yeah,
she's
just ask for what you need. What you need to bear in mind with this lady is that she's been conditioned, if she's been in the services, to just do as you're told.
Oh, she told me, you are to respect me. I am your boss. That's what she said to me.
Yeah,
well,
those are her insecurities, and I believe also those things were said so that it would remind your soul that this is, you know, those are clues as to this is a unwinding of some of this past stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, the information that Janine gave you is very important. Meditate on that, and also meditate on your own self-worth, and know that if you are doing a good job, you know you're doing a good job, and you don't need to. And just and that's the goal. And that's the goal of this, is to make, it's really kind of what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, about how other people's energy will just come, whether it's entities or beings that have bodies or beings that don't have bodies. People's energy will just come and shroud our own. It's a perfect example. It's perfect example here about her, her stuff and her meditation, and she's just trying to force this on, in a control situation, because she does have the, because she's controlling the purse strings on this. But
mm-hmm.
that, despite the earthly circumstances of the situation, that you can, through, meditation, get to the point of, why is this person being put into my life right now? When a negative person comes into our life, or a difficult person comes into our life, it is for a reason. We're supposed to learn a lesson. And the key is to walk through that lesson, not to walk around it and to avoid it. And, the key is raise your vibration, and you just float up over her.
It's also important to bear in mind that if she has been in the services for 14 years, she's conditioned to behave that way, and she can't help it.
Yeah.
Right.
And not just
situation, but we always want to take it so personally, like they're being mean to me, when really it is their life experience is causing a reaction, and we're not as integral to affecting that reaction as we like to think.
Her holding on to me for at least 6 months that I'd be working.
I don't see her holding on to you at all. I see you just biding your time until the right time comes along.
Well, and I mean she's not going to fire me before 6 months. That's what I'm trying to say.
She should do something crazy. I can't see anything like that going on now. Mm-hmm. I think, I do think you're doing a good job. And I don't even think this woman's giving it a second thought. She's just getting on with it. It's not even coming into her consciousness. So don't take it personally, which is what Amy said.
Okay.
Just do what you do. Get asking her for the names. Get the, get the calls for her, and just get on with it. And the end of the day, to have a boss that's not on your back every day is a gift from God.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. That is really true. I'd rather this situation being at home instead of her breathing down my back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
when things get difficult like this, you can be pretty sure that it's some sort of karma unfolding, and you can be pretty sure it's lesson time. And we just so try to avoid it or rationalize it or something like that, when really we should just embrace it and lean into it, because as Janine pointed out, you're going to get your talisman back, and this is something that has been impacting your existence for more than one lifetime. So usually when some kind of goofy person starts making us uncomfortable, that's a big wake-up call that there's some kind of it's getting really good now. Something big's going to happen, and it's just a matter of how we react to it. Do we try to avoid it? Do we fall into the same hole and the same patterns that, have been going on for generations and generations and lifetimes, and just redo it the same way and get the same result?
Yeah,
okay.
This is going to take your spirit, it's like your spiritual battery, if you like, has only been charged up to 70%. When you get your talisman back, it's going up to 100%.
Can you spell that word for me?
T-A-L.
Yeah.
I-S-M-A-N.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
it's
listen,
like getting the mojo back, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I thank you both for reading it, and that was something.
Yeah, it's very unusual, but it's must the energy. The calls keep dropping too, so that we can usually tell that there's some heavy duty energy. So we're going to put you on mute and go to try to move along here before the call. So I'm dropping
okay.
Get to our next caller.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
720.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Wait a minute. Now I've got too many. Wait a minute. Hold
can
on
you
a second.
Me? Hello.
Janine, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay,
how many callers have we got on the line at the moment?
Okay. This has gotten too goofy, but we're going to reel this in here. Okay. We were just talking to. Okay. 631. 631, are you there?
Yep. Hi, how you doing?
Okay, perfect.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Don. I got disconnected before.
Oh,
yeah,
Don, hi,
like,
you're
wow,
back. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Thanks. You're back. So.
Okay. You were telling me about you and your father's business and that you just got some internet thing going. What was the internet thing?
Yeah, what I did is I'm trying to start a dating service online.
Okay.
And you know, it's a specialty actually. It's called AmishMe.com. So it's basically I'm gearing it towards like Amish people. People want to live the Amish lifestyle.
Right.
So I found a place that will build the website for me, and then I just have to give them like a percentage. Basically, it's a 65-35 split. And
yeah.
You know, I'm hoping that that's going to take off. You know, the porn business is doing well, but you know. So, goes through highs and lows sometimes. It's a little difficult. So, and then working with my father is a little difficult.
Okay. Well, this one thing that I'm seeing around you, actually, is I'm seeing a big limousine around you as well. And I don't know if you ought to be adding some kind of... it's like a way... wedding arrangements or dates or this type of thing. So the limo's to be involved in it as well. It's as if it's more than just a dating agency. I think that you need to sit quietly and think about making this dating agency a little bit more unusual or a little bit more special than the standard one that you would find on the web by arranging dates with limos or something like that. Just make giving it that extra... bit of zing, if you
sure.
See what I'm saying.
Yep.
There's potential there, but you've got the opportunity to make something a bit more special than the average.
Okay.
That's the message they want me to relay to you. So look into it. I'm seeing a couple of limos, actually. They're showing me a black one and a white one.
Okay.
And... it's not just about getting the people together. It's about arranging the whole, the whole evening, the whole date, the limo, the works. If you see what I'm saying, right down to if it's necessary, even being involved in arranging marriages, helping with weddings and things like that. So there's a whole expansion around this business, the potential there for you to look into.
Okay.
But this is something that the ideas. I'm just throwing this at you because it's quickly, but you need to take some time. You need to spend some time near water, either near the sea or near a lake. Just sit quietly, let yourself be absorbed by nature, and the information's going to come to you because there is a plan there. It's
okay.
Just downloading it from the universe. Okay. And
well,
so
yeah.
Just be your open. Just open your mind to just taking this a little bit step further than what you initially thought it was going to be.
Right, right.
Okay.
Very
Amy,
good.
Have you got anything?
Yeah, well, that's what I was getting, and it's like sometimes I'm like, I can never figure out how the two fit into each other, but they always do fit in. Right now, because you've got so many irons in the fire and things have gotten frenetic, so your energy is like, it's like frenetic, and it's almost like counterproductive. So I, the card I pulled too was a mermaid card, a mermaid by the water, and it was
urging you to slow down because you're not getting, and it's exactly, you're not getting clear guidance from your guides. You get, it's like choppy, it, you know, like when the radio station isn't exactly tuned in and you're getting a word here and a word there. But if you do slow down, get by water, which is a, you know, a huge conduit for spirit, the clarity of this vision, because you've certain, you know, you've got what it takes to make this, the moxie and whatever you want to call it, to get it. But right now, the information is sort of choppy, and if you slow down, usually feel when we're, you know, starting a business or starting something that we have to move real fast, but in this case you're moving a little too fast. Even when you move normal, you're moving faster than the rest. So really slow down your cadence and spend as much time as you can by water, lake or ocean or some whatever water you find most appealing, so that your thoughts will clear on this, because the information is being given. It's just the receiver isn't tuned in. So I would go the water thing.
Yeah, Don, as well, if you can get yourself a small piece of clear quartz crystal, that will help you, because it's basically your guides are there ready to give you information. And if you've got some quartz, it will help you connect to spirit and help the information to come through. But there's, you know, this could be something, it looks quite exciting actually, but you've got to just tune in, calm down, take some time. Really, you could do with a week away, just in nature, and just allowing that, you know, really get yourself calmed down. I'm not talking about taking a day off here. I'm talking about getting yourself in a really, you know, calm, chilled out space, and letting the universe and your guides give you the information you need to take this forward and make it something special.
Okay, I definitely will. I'll try.
Okay, brilliant.
I could definitely go by water, so that's not a problem, but taking a week, it would be difficult.
But remember, your normal pace is everyone else's supercharged. So just, you know, maybe you can't, you know, you have your own free will, but you're moving too fast. Anyway. Thank you so much for calling, and we're going to move along to the next caller. Bless their heart. We have a 904 here who's been holding for an hour. 904, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Who are we speaking to?
My name is Sarah, calling from Florida.
Hi, Sarah. How are you? I recognize the area code. I'm also a Jacksonville girl, but I'm in Orlando today. How can we help you?
Oh, okay. All right. You're in Orlando today?
Yes, but I live in Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's the exact city that I am in. Well, I'm in doing business, and I heard, you know, at the beginning of the show when they were talking about, you know, people watching TV and getting all, you know, picking up those, you know, types of spirits and stuff like that, and I honestly believe that. You know, you really got to take a break from that. So my deal is I have to move, and I have no idea where I'm moving or who I'm going to ask to stay with them until I go on to my next step.
Okay. When do you have to move by?
Well, it'll be in the next 10 days or less.
Okay. Hold on just one second here.
Do you have a sister?
I do have one sister.
Yeah. Is it possible for you to stay with your sister for a short time?
I have not inquired yet.
Okay. Well, the word sister's coming to me. So obviously, you know, if that's a possibility, I think it's a it'd be a good idea for you to contact her and see if you can stay with her for a while. It may be a few weeks, because there's some that you just need some time in between these two properties for some reason. There's going to be a bridge. It's like a bridge in time where you're not actually, where you're homeless for the one, you know, even though you'll be staying with your sister, because literally you are homeless at that point. But that being homeless for those few weeks is an important part of your growth, and that's what this is going to happen for. Not telling me exactly what's going to come about in that time, but they're just saying that it's like a bridge from between this home and the next, and there's an important learning going to be coming in. So maybe there's some karmic stuff you're going to be working through with your sister while you're with her.
Mm-hmm. I put the cards here, and they are saying that you are at the end of a cycle in your life. So I feel that the time with your sister is going to be time well spent to wrap up the end of this cycle, old thought patterns, any, you know, tensions or unsaid things, and bring forth some healing. But they are saying that there is going to be, you know, the living, you know, this temporary living situation is going to be temporary, and your new living situation is really going to come out of nowhere. It's just going to manifest itself while you're taking care of other things, and that is the key. That the more that you engage in this frantic search for a new place to live, the less and less places are going to be present themselves. And that, certainly we have to do the legwork, and I'm not saying that, like, you know, I dream a genie or bewitched or someone's going to come and poof, there's your mansion. But it is going to come relatively quickly, within, you know, before the end of the year. But it's going to come from an unexpected place. It's very, very important that you not lean into a sense of lack of, you know, being homeless, and, you know, wearing the I'm a homeless cloak. Really important to just keep doing what you're doing, you know, keep living your life and keep doing what you're doing, and not make this housing situation any bigger than anything else you have to do in a day, be it go to the grocery store or, you know, whatever things you do and you don't even think about, But you are at the end of a cycle. So this move is not, the timing of the move is not coincidental.
It's interesting. It would say the person is in Orlando, and I have a possible temporary job in Orlando after they do a background check and whatnot from a recruiting agency. It's a short-term assignment. So how does that look for me?
Well, that fits in kind of with the that there's a change, and that there was going to be some sort of circumstance. There were some kind of circumstances that were going to give rise to a place to live, as opposed to you going out and looking. So yes, I definitely think that it's going to be a positive thing, and it's also going to be a nice way to have a break, because, like, again, the big message of the cards were that you're at the end of a cycle, and that'll kind of also create a break.
Because I've been in the cycle a long time.
Yeah. sometimes time takes time. Sometimes time takes time, but it says that there is, you know, extra kind of manifesting energy around you right now. So you may find things starting to sort of speed up and sort of a series of events happen, like that seem unrelated but are all interrelated to get you into this next cycle.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for holding so patiently, and thanks for dealing with our technology issues. And I want to run to the next caller. We've got some people here that have been holding for a long time. 646, are you there? 646?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. My name's Kay. And I have a question. I wanted to know, when do you see the confusion around Sean and I clearing up?
Mm-hmm. Let me see. My gut my gut's telling me that it's not going to clear up any, that it's just part of it's just sort of the dance that you do. It's just sort of the dance that you do, and then it's not going to be resolved anytime soon until someone does something, you know, breaks out of step, that it's become. And now I'm just pulling a card towards, I'm just pulling some cards to get some additional clarity. And Janine, if you want to step in at any point in time.
Yeah, sure. I'm seeing a loop around you. It's like a chain loop around the two of you. And whatever's going on, whatever pattern you're in, you're stuck in a loop. It's just on repeat, play, repeat, play, repeat, play. So until you actually say to the universe, okay, this program stops now, whatever's, you know, running here, and face that head on, that you are in a repeat loop pattern of behavior, and do something about stopping it, then this is going to go on for quite some time. And as Amy said, I think there's still some lessons to be learned, and that's why you're stuck in this loop. And it's until the penny drops and you understand that actually there's something to be learned here, and look for what you're meant to be learning, then you've got the key to the door to get out of the loop and the behavioral patterns that you're in. Does that make sense?
Yes and no. The reason why I say yes, I understand it to a degree. No, because I feel like there are other people who are part of the confusion, or a
right.
piece of the confusion, who are perpetuating this loop. And
yeah, the thing is that everything around us is part of our reality. So it doesn't matter if there's 100 people involved in the pattern; they're involved in it, you know, per se. What's going on exactly? Can you just elaborate on it a little bit, if you don't mind?
Please do, because I don't know.
What I'm sensing here is that it because this has been going on and much of this has become sort of habit, as opposed to that. The moments are really urging you to spend time, step away from this so that you can get a clear perspective as to what exactly is going on and what role everyone is playing, especially what role you're playing. I'm not saying, oh, yeah, you've got a part in this, your view of the situation, because this dance has been going on for so long, is somewhat distorted. And if you step away from it and spend some time alone and look at it, you will gain the positive perspective. You'll realize the players that have been brought in to participate in this with you, their role will become a more, the role will become more apparent, and you'll be able to see the situation for what it really is, not what everyone has collectively convinced themselves it is. There's definitely a positive outcome that's going to come out of this, and the people who were wearing the white, it's the people's true intentions and their true role in this is going to be revealed, and I think that you're going to be, it's going to be a positive outcome for you. You're going to have a clearer understanding, not only yourself, but you're going to have a clearer understanding of some of these other people, and they, and some of the roles might shift around. I'm not saying these people are going to become your best friends or something like that, but their positive value of what they're bringing forth for you in this lesson will be revealed. But you're sort of like what Janine said, this loop, while this loop thing's going to go on, everyone's just going to loop-de-loo around, and no one's going to ask any questions like, what's going on, what's going on here. So that's, go ahead.
No, I was saying, I have been asking questions, and I'm asking myself, I'm asking him, I'm asking the universe, I'm like, it's gotten to the point where I'm like, I know you care, but what's really going on? This is,
And what's the answer you're getting? Are you getting answers as to what's going on?
There's something, I have a blind side. That I know. Because I feel it. Intuitively, I know it. I just can't see it. That's the only thing. Like, I feel it. And it's just a matter of me being still, but being in tune with myself to see it when I feel it, to look out for it and see it as it's happening, if that makes sense.
It makes sense a little bit. Are you saying that you feel that people are taking advantage of you? I mean,
I feel like, someone has definitely come with their own negative intentions, in between the two of us. Between Sean and I,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, I feel it, and I actually confronted the person, not negatively, but I was like, listen, let's talk about this. And the person was like, oh no, that's not happening. And I'm like, you know what? Don't let me turn into the earth sign that I am, and investigate until I know. I mean, I know intuitively. I feel it. I feel like this person is pushing themselves up on, pushing and hiding, and, because they have psychological issues, and that I know. But
what do you think the purpose of this is in your life at this point in time? What do you think the universe is, trying to teach you? Because that's really what we forget. That's the part when things like this happen, we forget. We come from a place of this natural reaction when things that we hold precious are being threatened, that we feel that we're something's being taken. But what do you, if you shift it around, can you see what the purpose is of this lesson? Why the universe is, investing in unwinding this for you at this particular point in time?
I don't know, but I thought about it and I said maybe because he and I need to be more upfront with each other. Like, I've been on the fence with him. I mean, I was clear, but then I was on the fence, and then I think he's on the fence, and I told him, I said, I think we're mirroring each other. I said, we need to stop. And I was clear, and I told him specifically what I felt, what I want, and, he just took it in. But with him, he's like, he'll take it in, and then he'll discuss it with another friend. And I'm like, this, if you have to discuss it, why not discuss it with me? Do you understand? So that's why I'm like, this. It's almost like a cosmic
joke. Is this
other
friend? Is this other friend a male or female?
Well, the male, he is a male friend, but the friend that I was referring to initially, that I spoke to, is a female, and I think he's confiding in her regarding me as well.
Right.
That's what I feel he's confiding in many people or a few people, and they're giving him the wrong advice because I'm like, if he would just go with his heart, we wouldn't have this. That's what I feel. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
If we just, I'm like, it is scary to trust 100%. I know this because I'm learning this. And I'm still learning it. Pardon me, I'm sorry. I'm still learning it. And I feel that's what the situation is. I feel he's discussing us with other people whose intention is not of the highest. And that's what I shared with him. I said, I keep feeling this. I mean,
well, that's
is that
a difficult one
up?
Because what I'm picking up here is the female that's involved was his sister in a previous lifetime. So he does feel on the spiritual level comfortable to be able to share with her. Unfortunately, I think the problem is that you're picking up is what's being fed back isn't. She's not putting positive energy into what he's sharing with her because there were some issues between you in a previous lifetime. So there's some karmic stuff going on here, and it's all a bit messy for that reason. The best advice I can give you is to use a Ho'oponopono and with the intent of clearing up this confusion and what's causing the problems in this relationship. A Ho'oponopono is the mantra, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I forgive you, I forgive me, and thank you. Well, I've added the I forgive you, I forgive me, it makes it more powerful. And I say this most weeks when I'm on the radio, you know, it's very simple. You just sit quietly, you set the intention with God, the universe, divine, whatever you believe in, and ask for help to dissolve and neutralize any negative energies in any area. It could be anger, it could be grief, it could be relationship problems. And then I prefer to write this mantra down, and it's I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I forgive you, I forgive me, and thank you. And write pages of it. I'll write 6 pages of it in an hour, and you'd be absolutely amazed how much better you feel afterwards because it clears the energies. Something like this could make a difference here because there's karma involved. And without having a proper healing session and actually, you know, going in meditation and discussing the karma between all of you in that situation, the best advice I can give you is to use this Ho'oponopono to clear the energies and ask for the divine to solve what's going on here so that you can move forward.
Okay, I wrote it down. So you're saying she's his sister in the spiritual, in a past life?
Yes, and that's why he's confiding in her. So, you know, don't take it personally. They've got a spiritual connection. And I think in the previous lifetime, you have upset her in the past. And that the undercurrent of that is coming into this, the advice she's giving him. And that's
she's
where
married.
We're going to,
she's married.
That's what's going on. It's got nothing to do with her being married.
I think
makes much more sense when you say things like you're married. I mean, because I'm thinking back to a situation that I had that is very similar to yours. But my husband, who was a player in this dance that was the loop that was going on, is now dead. And once he died, it was like the full story got channeled, but we get so used to, instead of looking at, you know, Janine just does such a great job of painting this picture where it's like, well, why wouldn't she act that way? But when we just think that our current existence right now is like all that was and all that ever will be, and that, you know, this is, you know, we it's where we jump to the wrong and we feel like we're being victimized. You know, the difference is, well, here's what's really going on energetically, and it's bigger than just this little incarnation that we're walking through right now.
Right.
So, of course, that's going to be the cause and effect. But if we just look at this incarnation and the cause and effect, then it's like, well, what's she doing? Why is she doing this to me? How dare, you know, why would they do this? And that's where we adopt a victim mode. So I really think the big lesson here, and we really are running out of time, is that any time there is some sort of, you know, human messy thing that's going on, we really need to rise above, like, the what's going on just in this particular point in moment in time. And
right.
So dissect the associated energy. And then once we understand the associated energy and, you know, these past, you know, the things that are coming forth from past lives and from, you know, the DNA of past relatives and things like that, we can just look at the situation for what's really going on instead of just this very monovision. You know, we can look at the whole holograph of the energy as opposed to just, you know, from
one view.
And it's really just amazing. It's really just amazing. I mean, you know, everyone who's listening, the people who are listening in archives, because you know the kind of things that this woman felt safe to share with us this afternoon is the kind of stuff that happens to us all the time. You know, these are the kind of struggles we all have as humans. We feel love being alienation of affection, or we feel that we're being victimized, or that we've got a bitch for a boss, or this or that. And if we just unwind the energy for what's really going on, we can grow and learn lessons. Or we can just go, oh, wow, well, why is this happening to me again? Why is the universe so mean to me again? You know, and each of us have this choice. Each of us have this choice. It's a really fascinating way to look at this. You know, so often when we go into past lives and things, we just look at, oh, yeah, and then I was this, and then I was this. But we can bring forth that information. The energy holds all that information and use it, you know, for our good, not just for our entertainment and not just to put on our resume. In my last life, I was Cleopatra. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, may I ask you a question? And I understand past lives because I have been reading and I'm focusing the energy on it. And I understand this dynamic as what's going on right now. But I don't understand how can I move past this, because I do love the man.
You can move past it by healing it, and the Ho'oponopono is the only way that I can give you something that you can do for, you know, that's free, unless you want to enter into a healing session where I take you through meditation and regress you back to sort this out on the level of, on the astral level. But, you know, it needs healing. And if you don't heal it in this lifetime, she'll be back in the next. It's the way it works.
Mm-hmm. So who was I to him in this lifetime? I mean, am I his friend, his lover? What? I don't know what's going on, because after this threw me for a loop, to be honest with you. I know he cares, but I'm like, I don't know.
Well, at the moment, I think, you know, unless you sort this out, this karmic stuff, this relationship's not going to go anywhere. If you sort this out and heal it, I think there's an opportunity for you to enter in a relationship with this guy that's going to go somewhere. But you're at a fork in the road, basically. So it's either deal with what's really going on, now you've got the bigger picture, and heal that and then move forward, or you're going to be stuck in this continuing, you know, loop of not getting anywhere because nobody's healing the situation.
Okay,
no.
I got you. I understand.
Okay.
I'm going to do my Ho'oponopono. Thank you.
Good for you.
Thanks for calling and thanks for sharing with us. Well, that was fascinating. That's fascinating. And it really is a big lesson for all of us, because while the players may be different and things like that, these are really the struggles that each of us has on a daily basis. And
the thing is, Amy, it's hard for people to see that they're in this play, you know, they're in this movie. When you're in it, and it's ground level, and it's third dimensional, and it's physical, and that's it. But like you say, it's difficult when you're in it for people to step back and understand the bigger picture of what of what's going on. But it, the solutions are there.
Mm-hmm. Because, and the key is, because especially, you know, when you think of, and I think back on, you know, my own situations when a, you know, when a romantic relationship is being threatened by a third party, we immediately go to a low vibration because of the security that's associated with being in a relationship. It's not a matter of love. It, we're going down to the lower chakras and real, you know, primal security type of things. And if we stay down there in that vibration, we don't have sufficient energy to bring forth change. We just go into that same place we go, you know, similar to grief, like what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. So, of course, we're still going to have human emotions and, you know, we're still going to have human emotions and these three-dimensional reactions to circumstances like this. But in just in a little moment in time, we can catch a glimpse of what's really going on. We can affect change. We can bring forth the lessons that we're supposed to share with other people and supposed to give to other people. We can work out some of our own karmic debt and maybe get on with things. And lo and behold, maybe one time we won't have to come back. That's my goal. It's like, let this be the last, let this be this last trip down here. And for any of us, it can be, as long as we have the courage to work out these things. And that's why I just so love sharing the airwaves with you, because you have these really straightforward tools that we can carry around with us to truly affect change in our life. And the change comes from seeing the situation as it really is, so that you can bring forth the healing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I appreciate it, and I appreciate everyone who hung in with us while Blog Talk decided that the airwaves were full. It's always said there's always something going on energetically, but for those of you who we did not get to, hopefully you'll call in again next week, or you'll call in to one of our sister shows on the Psychics Gone Wild family.
Or well, my show tonight, Amy. I'm on A1R at 10:30 Eastern tonight. If anybody wants to call in and ask me some questions, so
fabulous! Yeah. Make sure that you go to A1R Radio. They're huge. They've been very, very good. Just like it's gone wild. And what time is that again, Janine?
It's at 10:30 Eastern, and it's the Janine Regan Sinclair Show on A1R Psychic Radio.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, thanks for sharing with us, and I will make sure that I dial in. So I hope everyone will join us next week, and maybe we won't have any sound or technology problems, but if not, we'll just raise our vibration up and over them and carry on. So thanks so much, and we will see everybody again soon. Take care.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye.